Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's February 16th, 2021, and this is episode 12 of the Context and Clarity podcast. This is the podcast where my goal is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spur conversation. I really want to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. And speaking of practice, what kind of architect are you? And how did you get there? Did you catch yesterday's episode? We started with the question, how do you know what kind of architect you want to be? I told you my story. I think it takes experience and I think it takes soul searching. It evolves and I don't think everybody actually gets there in the end. What do you think? If you missed yesterday's episode or you want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 11. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Lots of great comments, lots of great conversation, and there's a lot to learn there. Now, if you're not a fan of Facebook, that's okay. I'm not either. The only thing that I do on Facebook is host Context and Clarity, and I get into the conversations that are going on inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. That's it. I even have an easy link that takes me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. I don't want to see it. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. Super simple. It takes you right there. So think about joining the group and becoming a part of those live conversations and that community. Now, today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll continue on the theme of finding yourself as an architect by starting with the question, are there projects that you won't take? I've run across a number of projects over the years that I didn't want to take for one reason or another. Maybe they were too small, or maybe they were outside of my comfort zone. There have been some where something just didn't feel right, or maybe the client didn't feel like the right fit. Some of those, despite everything in front of me, I took it anyway, usually because I just needed the work. I even remember sitting down with our staff in 2008 in the midst of the Great Recession, what we now know as the Great Recession, and saying, here are 7 reasons we shouldn't take this project. But I know that if we don't, we'll be sitting right back here on Monday, looking at each other and saying, what do you want to do now? Because we don't have anything else. We took that one anyway. I guess I'm lucky that I've never been presented with a project that I had a moral objection to. but I know that some have, and they've had to make a decision, whether as an employee of a firm that was saying, this is your next project, what do you do then? Do you quit? Do you say, I won't do it? Or do you just do it because it's your next project? Or maybe as a business owner, having to balance their moral objection with paying their bills and taking care of their responsibilities. What about you? Are there projects that you won't take? Why won't you take them? If you've ever said yes to a project like the one I described earlier, a project that you didn't want to, how'd that work out for you? I want to know. This is what we'll discuss today in our Context and Clarity conversation inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns. What's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.